For too many of us, it's become safer to retreat into our own bubbles, whether in our neighborhoods or on college campuses or places of worship, or especially our social media feeds. Surrounded by people who look like us and share the same political outlook and never challenge our assumptions. And increasingly, we become so secure in our bubbles that we start accepting only information, whether it's true or not, that fits our opinions, instead of basing our opinions on the evidence that is out there. In the course of a healthy debate, we prioritize different goals and the different means of reaching them. But without some common baseline of facts, without a willingness to admit new information and concede that your opponent might be making a fair point, if you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try talking with one of them in real life.
It'd be too easy to talk about nothing, to talk about nothing. Be too easy to talk like I'm something. I'm balling, I'm stunting. Be too easy, chasing the fame. Playing the game, it'll be too easy. But tell them we don't feel that. No, no, tell them we don't feel that.
Well, hey, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Leading Questions with Calvin Moore. I am your host, Calvin Moore, and I would say, as always, I'm here with my host, Kent Strait, but we're actually not recording a traditional episode. It is not Wednesday. It is Sunday. It is Father's Day, and I wanted to do something a little bit different with my family members, and so today, for this little brief, maybe half-hour episode, we'll see. We'll see how long it goes. But I wanted to do a special Father's Day episode with two young ladies who are my daughters, and they've never been on my show before, and so we're gonna see what we can do, because I normally ask questions on this show, and teenagers don't like to answer a lot of questions. I'm like, hey, how's your week? It's okay. What are you doing? Not much. So that's what I generally get. So we'll see what we can get out of this show. So first up on the line, let's see. We'll go in alphabetical order. First is Mackenzie, my first daughter, Mackenzie. What's up, Mackenzie?
Hello.
Hello. See, there it is. Hello. And then, of course, my second daughter, Mariah. What's up, Mariah?
Hey.
Hey. See, oh, so quiet. And also in the room is the lovely Jennifer Moore, my wife.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks so much for being here. Okay, so happy Father's Day to me and to all the fathers out there, of course, who are involved in their children's lives. And for those of you who are not, it's never too late to be involved. But let's talk about me as your dad. What do you like most about me as your dad? Come on. Nothing?
I loved you first because you had, like, the cool electronics.
Oh.
Well, at least she's being honest.
At least she's being honest. That's right. You know, what's funny about that is I remember taking Mackenzie. And I'm sorry. See, I started this M trend, and it was not cool because I named you Mackenzie, and then my sister went and named all her kids with M's as well. And I had promised I was never going to do that. And then my sister has all these M's as well, and they're all in my life. And so I always get the names mixed up because my dad named us all with C's. And so whenever he was mad, he'd be like, Cliff, Calvin, Clint, Clifford, you know what I mean. And so that happens now. But I took Mariah with me to the Apple store years ago when the first iPad came out. So this is 2009, 2010. Yeah. It was 2009, but either way, I was the first one on my college campus to get an iPad. But I remember I went there, and because the purchase was so large, it wouldn't allow me to just do it from my debit card. So I had to go to the bank. So I'm at the Apple store.
This is back when they had, like, the limits.
Yeah. So I had to go back to the store. I had to go back to the bank to get to get the cash out. And so Mariah's with me, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this little kid, she's going to be annoyed at all this. Sweet. And so I promised you McDonald's. I was like, I'll give you McDonald's if you behave. And you were totally
sounds
cool.
Right.
And so I went to go get the iPad. I went to go get the iPad, and they pull it out, and Mariah cut through all of the media hype. She cut through all the advertising, and she called it like she saw it. When they pulled out that iPad, she goes, Uncle Calvin, that's a really big iPhone. And it was. It's basically what it was. It was a giant iPhone. And that's how they sold it. I mean, they sold it to us as a small computer, but it was just a big iPhone. But anyway, so you like me for all my electronics. And I remember when I moved out of the house that you still live in. And I remember you said, bye, iPad. You said bye to the iPad before you said bye to me. So, yeah, I can see that you love me for my electronics.
Well, not anymore because I have my own. So I still love you.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Now you love us so you can get away from the twins and Michaela and whatnot. That's cool. What about you? What do you like about your dad, Mackenzie?
You would take me to McDonald's in the movies.
It's still the same.
You do that.
I do that a lot.
Okay, so we were cleaning out a box of stuff, and we found this Father's Day card. Probably wasn't supposed to be in there, but somehow it was. And it looks like she put, I love you, Daddy. And she said, I love you because you take me to McDonald's in the movies with you. And she was probably, I don't know, I'm guessing by the card you were probably like in kindergarten or something.
They're nice. They're hanging up in my office now.
They are.
By the way, a giant picture of you hanging up in my office too.
I saw.
You saw that. You got to sit up at the mic though. You got to sit up at the mic.
I saw.
Okay. So, one of your favorite memories of us together?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Are there? I don't feel like there are enough.
I don't know.
Well, pick one. Make it sound like I'm a bad dad.
When you gave me...
No pressure.
One time I was really happy was on my birthday, and you gave me an iPod.
I did. I remember that.
In a Target parking lot.
Was it Target or was it Meijer?
I think it was Target.
Okay.
Because we had gone in to get school supplies. Because... my birthday's in September. That's when school starts. And so I needed dry erase markers. I needed notebooks. I needed crayons. I needed everything. And like all my friends had iPods. And I just wanted an iPod. And my mom wouldn't get me one. And you're like, I will get you an iPod. And like, I was like, I just want an iPod. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm about to get in the car. And then all of a sudden, you just whip out this box. And I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I know what it is. But like, I'm like, what is that? Oh my God. And I remember this vividly. I was so happy.
That's so
that
cool.
That I got that iPod.
I think I surprised you a couple times with Apple stuff.
Did you do
remember,
that with the phone?
I did it with the phone, too.
I was so mad about that.
So tell the story. Tell the story.
Okay, so when was it? Was it my birthday or was it?
I don't even think it was.
I don't think it was a birthday. I think it was just like a time, but.
Yeah, your mom finally agreed to let you have a phone.
Yeah, because I wanted a phone and I couldn't get one, but.
You wanted a smartphone.
Yeah, I wanted a smartphone. I didn't want no like track phone with the minutes and you got to like. Type the number like three times to get the letter you want.
Yeah, hard times. That's what we grew up with. So
I wanted iPhone. Everyone in my school had like the iPhone 4 at this time or the iPhone 5C. I think it like just had it. No, it was when the 5S came out. And so the 5Cs were like old, but like I still wanted one. I wanted one of those. I was like, I need this smartphone. I need to be able to Snapchat, not from my iPod or my iPad, because I had my iPad at that time.
You got to compete with everybody else, huh?
Yeah, I was like, no, you cannot just sit there with your, like, Snapchatting whenever you want, and I got to sit here in the car doing nothing because there's no Wi-Fi. So I wanted a phone, and my mom agreed to get me a phone, but she's like, said that you got me, you were giving me your old Samsung.
Yes.
And I was like,
you still could have Snapchatted from there.
I was like, no, but it's not an iPhone. It's a Samsung. I'm like, no. Nobody in my school is going to find that cool. Snapchats is going to be blurry. It's going to be different font. No. I needed the Apple. And so I came with you the one day, and you like showed me the phone. I was like, yeah, so cool. I was like, at least I'm getting a phone, you know? Like, maybe I can give myself a hotspot so I can use my iPod. So like that was my train of thought. But you know, and then you told me it was waterproof, and that's like the only deal breaker. That was the only reason I was like, ooh, I can go in the water, Snapchat from under the water. I was like, so cool. Well, really, I just. I wasn't going to tell you that.
Okay.
Because, like, You'd be like, well,
see, here's the interesting thing. You didn't have to tell me. I still knew.
I remember the conversation.
I know certain things,
the conversation, like, on the way to the Apple Store, you were telling me, you're like, why do you want an iPhone? And I'm like, because everyone has an iPhone. Like, and you're like, oh, well, you suck because you're getting this. And then, like, you said you had to, like, get something for your computer. That's why you were going to the Apple Store. And so I was like, oh, great, you're just going to taunt me with all this stuff that I'm not going to get because I am going to have this Android. And I was like, okay. And so we were going in the Apple Store, and then you're like, okay, give me like 10 minutes or whatever, and like you went to talk to like people.
Yeah, because something was going wrong with my computer at the time.
Yeah, so you're going over there, and I was like, all right, I'll just sit on this ball.
It was like the perfect cover.
Yeah.
And so I was like sitting on the ball, that like the little wooden table mm-hmm. with the iPad.
They got rid of those. We used to call those, when I worked at Apple, we called those the pee balls, because kids would come in. Those balls were for like kids to sit and wait at
yeah.
while their parents were getting stuff fixed, and the kids would pee all over those balls.
Ew.
So
ew,
when I first
started, yeah.
When I first started, they got rid of them because of that. When I first started working there, they're like, Calvin, never sit on those. Don't touch them.
Do they
Don't
wash them?
Dang.
I don't know.
I
think they just get rid of them.
No. They probably do. I mean, like, you're not there when they're doing maintenance. Like cleaning.
Okay. Well, anyway, continue your story.
Anyways.
So I guess I'm sitting on this pee ball. At the time, I did not know that. I would not have sat on that ball. But I was playing on the iPad, and I was just, like, playing my games, you know, all the drawing stuff they got on there. I was drawing my little stick figures, mm-hmm. slicing up the fruit, you know.
Meanwhile, if Mariah were using the iPad, she'd be drawing, like, straight-up comic book stuff. Like, okay. She's so yeah. good at art. It's crazy.
I don't do that now anymore.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, too. But
I cannot draw like her.
I know.
Me, stick figures.
So you got my talent. All right. Up top. All right.
So continue with your story.
And so, like, I'm just sitting there, and then all of a sudden you come back, and you're like, you act like we're ready to go, but then, like, this other guy walks up with, like, an iPhone, and I'm like, why does he have that box? You're getting a new phone. And then you're like, surprise! I'm like... What? I'm
sure if I go back to my Facebook page, I can find a photo of when you got that, because you were super cheesing.
I feel
so
like
excited.
If I went through my camera roll, I could probably find the exact Snapchats, because the first app I got, like when I got that phone, I was like on it, download Snapchat. I don't know. I was in the Apple Store, got the Apple Store Wi-Fi, you know, because I hadn't set all that jazz up yet, or yeah, I don't know how to do that. But so I was on the Snapchat, I was like, not getting this phone, psych guys, because I had like Snapchatted prior. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everybody, I'm finally getting a phone, you know, Samsung.
Nice.
And I was like, nice. I'm like,
and I think we got Mariah an iPhone the next day. We got you one as well.
Did she get the 5C?
She got a, didn't you get a, and somebody stole it, didn't they?
Yeah, someone stole her phone.
She wants to tell hers.
We gotta start from the beginning.
Okay, all right. All right.
Okay. Now, in the beginning, it was like September of 2014.
Oh, look at, she's got it. Like,
right. I still remember. And you, I don't know if Mackenzie or you guys were there, but he came and he said, Mariah, come outside. And I was like, why? It's the middle of the night. He's like, just come outside. And said, okay. And I said, okay. He's like, just go in the mailbox. And I was like,
this is so fun.
Sit closer to the mic so we can hear you a little
better. I'm thinking, okay, hold on. I got the mail today when I came home from school. There's no mail. And he wanted me to go into the mailbox and feel around. And I'm like, I felt nothing. But then
I forgot I did it this way. Okay.
I felt a box. And then, like, I looked at him, and he had his camera out. I'm like, why are you videotaping me? I was like, just go in the mail. And then I pulled out. I was like, I got a white iPhone 5C. I ran around in the living room, like, about to die because I just got an iPhone. And then New Year's came around. I went to church, and I placed my phone under my seat. And then when service was over, I found out this guy has stolen my phone. So we were tracking. We were tracking for 20 minutes. We were following this guy.
We went to the apartment.
Right. We went to the apartment.
I was there.
And like the phone was like right on top of this guy's apartment. And this guy goes to my church. And we were like, excuse me, do you have our phone? Like, no, my daughter didn't go to church. Like,
wait, the phone is right here in front of me.
They like, find my iPhone is showing it up. And then all of a sudden, they like turned it off.
They turned it off, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The next Christmas, I got an iPhone 6S. Like, that's just better than a tiny reckless phone. So.
But still, yeah, that got hurt. That hurt your feelings for a while, though. Man.
Hey, you just had no phone for
at
like
church,
a year.
Right,
at
and then
church.
I was given a Samsung. Oh, no. Then I got an iPhone 5 from my other uncle. And then
yeah, he got like his
went
old.
Went to the movies, went to go see The Good Dinosaur, and then like I was using the bathroom and stuff, and then I forgot I had my phone in the back pocket, and then I just fell in the toilet.
Mariah doesn't have as good of a track record on keeping her phones.
Right. And then I got a 6, and then like one day it just started to glitch, and so I still have it. I'm just waiting for my mother to have the money to like fix it, but she's like, I
so
have school payment.
This is why she is still carrying around her iPad.
That's cool, though. I mean, at least
but
it got something,
iPhone.
Right?
Yeah,
big
it's
iPhone.
Your big iPhone.
That's right.
She's still using it.
Here's the interesting thing about these stories. They seem to revolve around electronics. If I didn't have electronics for y'all, would you still love me?
Every time, you
no.
guys.
No. Oh, straight up cold.
I mean, like, you guys keep getting mad at us. Like basically all four of you keep getting mad at us. Like, oh, we didn't have this back then.
Like, we didn't. Like, okay, yeah, I mean, you have to. Okay, and here, when you're a kid and your parents tell you, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, it was this way.
Because the
you
1900s.
Always, it was the 1900s, I guess, technically speaking.
Didn't exist.
Apple did exist.
Apple did exist.
Yeah. I did a report on
the
this.
The first Apple, like the first computer my mom had at our house was a Macintosh.
It was 1985. So. 1985 was when it came out. But
year after.
It got better in the 21st century.
Now,
it did get redone.
The interesting thing is your parents always tell you how bad they had it. But it is really interesting because for you all, you're what people would come into the Apple store and I'd be training them at the store. And it would always be old people. It'd always be old people coming in, and I would train them. And so many people would be upset. You know, this stupid phone is not.
That must be hard.
It's not working. It works just fine. Let's sit down. Let's talk. We'll walk through. Ask me all the dumb questions that your teens get upset about you asking, right? Because like, I don't have time to teach you this, Mom. It's this easy. So our generation was born with analog, and you all were born with digital. So, like, when I was younger, you couldn't get a phone call in the house after a certain time because you had the phone that was on the wall. And, you know, that who's this? Who's calling my girl? Well, we don't receive calls in our house after 10 o'clock. That's gone. That is gone because you're in your room with your phone, on your Snapchat, on your text message.
I was kind of bored in the in-between of that, but go on.
But, I mean, it was just kind of – well, my family also always had new electronics. So we had – the first car phone, which was a big phone in a bag, and you had to have an antenna on your van or on your car to use it. And you had paid – you only used it in emergencies. It was an emergency car phone unless you were rich.
The prices were ridiculous on those.
Yeah, and so I mean, we grew up with that kind of stuff. And I remember, Mariah, I took you to – I don't know what movie it was, but it was at the MJR at 15 Mile and Van Dyke.
Oh,
and
so many movies.
We were, say again?
There's so many movies.
So many movies we've seen.
Because you always take me to the movies.
We were walking out and there was a payphone. And you said, Uncle Calvin, that's like an old timey phone. And I was just like, well, man.
That makes me think, Mommy texted me one day. She's like, she showed me like a public phone, like you have to pay 25 cents for. And she's like, do you know what this is? I'm like, yeah, I'm not dumb. I know what it is. It's like one of those phones you have people pay for. She's like, oh, good, I'm not old.
But you don't know what call and collect is, do you?
What?
See?
No.
Yeah. See, okay, so when we were growing up, there was a kids' bowling league. And so our parents would drop us off at the bowling alley and they'd go somewhere for a couple hours. And they would say, call collect and we'll come get you. Mm-hmm. So call and collect is when you would go on a payphone and you didn't have any money, so you would call the operator and you'd say, I'd like to call this phone number collect. And so then when that phone picks up, if they accept the call, then they have to pay for it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. Now, here's the deal. So they collect on the call. So what you would do is you would say that you call and like, please state your name. It's like, I'm at the bowling alley. Pick me up. And so they get a collect call. It's like, you have a collect call from, I'm at the bowling alley. Pick me up. Do you accept the call? No. But then they'd know to come pick us up.
See, that's so funny because when you first told this story, like I forget who, but when you first told it, I thought, huh, I never did that. Like, I've never done that. Isn't that funny?
Well, I'm a little bit older than you. So
you are.
That's the
it's
way that it is.
5-year difference, I guess, in technology. My first cell phone, I was like 15 or 16, but I bought it. And it was like you guys would laugh at the cell phone because it was just a phone. It wasn't a smartphone. They didn't have those yet. So
flip phones.
Mm-hmm. But it was a cell phone. It was the first one. So I wasn't as young as you guys. I was driving. But I mean,
and the stuff that we thought was so cool is now what would be punishment for them. Like if I gave you a phone with the slide up keyboard and that was the thing to have. I was like, oh my God, you got one with a keyboard. I gotta actually just use the buttons on the phone. That I wish I had a keyboard. Yep. And now if I gave you that, you'd be like, what is this? Am I being punished?
I remember people
being
upset
punked?
About the touch screen. Like, oh, why did they get rid of the like keyboards? You know, and now it's like nobody wants a keyboard.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
I was not. Like around during that time when everything was switching.
Mm. I think I've told you the story where see, I majored in history, so I don't really think about the future. I tend to look backwards. I have a friend named Saeed who is what's called a futurist. He likes to look at technology and things that are going to happen in the future. I always look back. And so I remember when I was in college and my mom was paying my cell phone bill. And she said, you know, if you get good grades, I'll pay for your cell phone. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm a broke college student. That makes sense to me. And she calls me one day. This is in 2006. This is before the iPhone came out because the iPhone came out in 2007. So she says to me, hey, honey, wow. if I got text messaging on the phones, would you use that? And I remember going, text messaging? That's never going to take off, Mom. No one's ever going to use text messaging. That is so stupid.
This is
it's
why
a fad.
You should not be the one to invest in stocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, definitely missed the boat on that one because now I would rather text you than call. Anytime my mom calls, I think something has happened. She'll call and be like, is Dad okay? Like, yeah, he's fine. I was just calling to say I love you. Could you just text that, Mom? So things have changed.
All right, so other stories.
So what is the toughest thing about when you think about your dad? What's the hardest thing for you?
Wow, that is a hard question.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is there anything you wish you had? Is there anything that's missing? Is there anything I could do better? What? You probably don't think about these things all the time, and that's fine.
Go see better places than the movies and McDonald's, honestly.
Okay. All right. So what do you want
to
do?
Go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, we're going there today.
Finally.
Okay.
So more than just movies. But what would you like?
Well, I like to, like, see other cities. Like, you know, like, you go to Royal Oak and, like, I saw on your Facebook, you guys went to this really cool thing. I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to go somewhere like that.
Okay, so you want to travel.
Like, I'm growing old, and I'm like, I think I should, like, I'm mature, so I think I want to go to these certain places because
okay.
I'm ready for them.
You should tell us when you see something that you want to go see. Like,
so less movies, more traveling.
Right.
Okay.
Unless there's, like, a really good day that I want to see a certain movie, then, yeah.
Okay.
The movies.
Okay.
What about you, Mackenzie?
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
She's like, that sounds good.
Okay, so let me ask a
family.
You all are maturing, so here are some questions. So, Mariah, I'm technically your uncle, but
right.
I'm kind of your stand-in dad because your dad's not around.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie, I'm your biological father, but you have Steve who lives in your house.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a good job as your stepfather, and I really appreciate him standing in. But you've never stayed the night with me. Your entire life, you're 14 years old, and you never stayed over. And Mariah, is your dad still in? Is he in jail right now?
Yeah,
he's in jail right now. Okay, so when you think about your dad in jail, and Mackenzie, when you think about never having stayed with me, not knowing what that's like, is that hard for you, or is it just normal?
It's really hard because then that makes me feel I can't really trust a father. That, like, likes to get in trouble a lot and just does these crazy things. And when I ask him for something, he just doesn't, like, have time to take care of me. Like, I ask for certain things that I need, and he just gets all these other things, which I really appreciate. I'm like, these are the things I need now. I need you to be a father. I haven't said that yet, but, like, I just really wish he was a father.
Okay. And I don't know if you know, that's why I step in so much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always going to be here for you. I'm always going to be a father figure for you if you need anything. I know.
No one does these things. Just think.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm your father. Okay? Look at me. You're loved. You're cared for. I am here for you. When you need what you need, I will get what you need. Sometimes you can choose who your father is. And maybe one day, your father will get it together and be a better person. I believe that people can always become better people. And if and when he's ready to do that, that's when you give him a chance, okay? Never count your biological father out. Because there were times where I wasn't around for Mackenzie when she was younger. I tried, but I wasn't always good at it. Okay? All right. So, Mackenzie. Never stayed. Never lived with us. Kind of been used to it, I'm sure, at some point. What's the hardest part about our relationship, you think?
I don't know, just that I don't get to see you all the time. Because you don't live close, so either have to be like 45-minute drive to see you. And only on like Sundays.
Well, we're going to try to change that. I'd like to see you more. I'd like to have your friends over, have some parties for you. Non-alcoholic, of course. And you'd have to wear longer pants. So. it's so funny. Today you were, I mean, she's, for those of you listening, she's wearing these shorts, and I'm like, all right, well. When I was a teen, you know, like, you'd see the girl wearing shorts, you're like, yeah, she's wearing some shorts, she's so hot. And then you become the father of a daughter, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You sound like Grammy right now.
It is not that hot out. It's hot, but it's not that hot out. Not my daughter, but it's kind of interesting. I will tell you this: I have enjoyed being the father for both of you. I haven't been perfect at it by any means. Jen has really been good at challenging me to be a better father all the time. That's not to say that I'm a bad father by any means. I think a lot of people who are out here trying to be good dads often don't get credit for being good dads. Probably because you're supposed to be a good dad, you know, so maybe you shouldn't necessarily get a hand clap because, you know, you took your kids to the movies or you took them out to eat, you put food on their table. These are things you're supposed to do, right? But I will tell you that I have absolutely loved watching both of you grow into beautiful women. And I will tell you this, it's been really weird for me. To watch you grow into what I would consider like girly girls.
Or teenagers.
Teen girls. Yeah. Because I remember, Mackenzie, I would show up. You used to live in a place called Donner House, right? And mm-hmm. I would show up when you were young, and you would be with your friends. And I would drive in. You'd see my car, and you'd turn to your friends, and you'd just be... I'd I like to imagine this is what you would say to them, like, F you guys, my dad's here. Screw y'all. You didn't say that, but basically, like, it didn't matter.
Hi, my dad's here.
If I showed up, you were jumping in the car, daddy, daddy, daddy. We'd do these videos. And,
so cute.
And now I'm like, does she even like me? Hey, you know, my you call me yourself, you know, you got a party that you got to go to and things like that. And so I don't always get to see you sometimes just because you're growing into a teen and you're starting busy. To have your own life. Yeah, you're busy. You've got sports, you've got school, you've got plays, you've got, you know, church groups and things like that. And so that's kind of, it's kind of hard to let go, especially when I don't see you a lot. You know, I think it'd be a little bit easier, like, if you live with me 7 days a week and you're just, like, busy and like, okay, well, at least I'm going to see you. When I only get one day a week, it's like, oh, that's so tough, and it's only for a few hours. Even today, I'm sharing Father's Day with Steve and Howard, which I think is good because, you know, again, they're father figures for you as well. But it's tough to watch you grow up and to see you become your own person and need to have that space where you grow into yourself.
I think it's also amazing to see that develop, you know. I mean, I have at least enjoyed seeing you guys just become the great people I think that you are, and I believe you will be, you know.
Yeah. And so. I think it's tough for me to see what's like to see you cry, Mariah, is difficult for me because when you're a kid, like, we really insulated you from a lot of it. Like, I'm sure you kind of noticed, but we kind of created this happy world for you, or at least tried to, and hoped that you wouldn't notice. And now that you do notice, because you're older and you have those questions, it's like, oh, God, that's so, so tough. So now we start to ask more adult questions and have adult conversations about these kinds of things.
And also to make it safe. Like, it's okay to, like, you know, you don't have to, like, just bear that. So it's okay to tell us, like, this hurts, this sucks. Or, hey, I need you to be here as my dad because I need him right now and he's not here. Like, it's okay to say that. And, Mackenzie, it's okay, too, to say, you know, that to us. Like, hey, you know, you need to get here. Or you need, like, whatever. Like, whatever it is that you need. Maybe I'm speaking for us, but I think that you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let's see. That was kind of a tough note, so let's talk
a little bit
lighter. Favorite thing about Detroit. So we're going to Detroit after this. We're going to go do a photo shoot and
the
just hang out.
The Heidelberg Project.
The Heidelberg Project. Okay, why is the Heidelberg Project so...
Is that the thing with the trash all over the place?
Totally different views, right? Yes, it is.
Yes, like that the dots on the road.
Well, no, I like it. It's just like... I don't know how to describe it, though. Like,
it's pretty much... That's what a lot of people would describe it as, so...
So why the Heidelberg Project, Mariah?
Because it's like my second home. It's messy. It's colorful. I like messy. So, like, apparently it's hard for me to keep the room clean once in a while.
Sounds like you're related to me.
Yeah. Anyway, when I think of the Heidelberg Project, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy who created this world, he can do anything. And I'm thinking, like, okay, I just painted my room. I can do anything. I put, like, spots all over my room, like acrylic. I just literally trashed the room to become my art world.
Yeah, I walked into her room the other day. Your art is amazing. You know,
and
Mackenzie, you and I, we can draw stick figures. That's it.
See, when people say, I can't draw like you, Mariah. I can only draw stick figures. I'm looking like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
Sorry. You don't get that, David.
But it's right, so cool. Okay, so that's another thing that I've watched you grow in. I remember watching you... I would come into the computer room, and you'd be singing, I whip my hair back and forth. Yeah, and it was the Chipmunks. You were watching the Chipmunks, right?
Oh, my God.
And then, you were always on...
Let's not go there.
But you were always on their website, and they had some stuff that would teach you how to draw, and then you started drawing the Chipettes, right? You just
I even bought a drawing book from the book fair. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and you just kept drawing, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's cute. She's got some, you know, good skills as a little cartoonist. And then you kept drawing. You just kept getting better, and then now you're in art classes in school, and you're painting, and people are paying for your paintings, and I just so cool. Like, I've got a painting that you did for me.
That's based off of the Heidelberg.
That's based off the Heidelberg project.
And the Fox Theater and some, like, regular graffiti. Yeah. I was going to do
Do you guys want to go to, like, art museums? Because we can take you.
I think that's definitely something Mariah would like. I don't know if it's anything that Mackenzie would like. It's not.
Depends on the art.
Very different girls, too.
You guys are so funny because you're so, like, I mean, your cousins, your family, you get along, but you're very different people. I think it's really cool, though.
Yeah, I'm totally different.
So yeah, I've got a painting from you, and then you just sold one to a friend of mine.
I was really into it. Like, when your friend Emily said, like, can I get a picture? And I was like, heck yeah, I'm getting it for money. $50.
She paid you $50?
Yep. And then she gave me 70.
She gave you 70.
The kids, he's like, darn it.
Yeah.
And then draw.
That's when I asked my mom, like, hey, mom, can you...
Hey, speak closer to the mic for me.
Hey, mom, can you loan me a few bucks? I'm doing a painting. Like, oh, okay. So I went to Michael's. That's like my favorite store.
I love Michael's.
That's where I get all my paint and like everything. I went there a few days ago. It's really amazing. So I got myself like a canvas, and I got a pack of two canvases. I did one for her in the painting I did. It was the Fisher Building.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Fisher Building, and then like I had another building.
Have you ever actually been in the Fisher Building?
No.
Okay, we're going to take you in
I've
there.
Just been to the Guardian Building.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I did on your painting, too.
Okay.
I did the Guardian Building.
Because he loves the Guardian Building.
I do love the Guardian Building.
You do? Oh.
That's his favorite.
Well. But it's been so cool to see you grow in that area, to grow from just doing the Chipettes, Alvin and the Chipmunks,
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I quit on the Chipmunks.
I know, but it's, I mean, so, but it starts somewhere. You were a kid, right? Yeah. There's no reason to be like, oh, gosh, right. Don't bring that. I mean, that's what you liked. When I was a kid, I liked He-Man. So, ooh. Yeah.
Enough said there.
Yeah. But that's been really cool. And then, you know, Mackenzie, it's been really interesting to see you kind of grow and blossom in areas that this is where I think about things like genetics, because you and I don't live together and we don't get to see each other a lot. You're like, deuces on that? I don't know. But there are things that you do that I did as a kid that I feel like you're just naturally gifted for. So you're on track. You know, I ran track.
Mm-hmm.
You are in theater. I did a lot of theater, not in high school, but in college. A ton of different,
beautiful.
A lot of different theater productions. Yeah, you got to come see some of those.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in that.
No, you were in the March of Martin Luther King.
Yes, I was in the meeting.
I didn't get to see that.
You did not get to see that. Yeah, I really wanted to see. I wanted you to see that.
If on video, we can show it to you.
I do. Yeah, maybe on Martin Luther King Day for that. But it's been—it's just been neat to see your mannerisms, things that you're involved in, because it's like history repeating itself. Soccer, you know, I loved soccer growing up.
You're good at soccer too.
Yeah,
I got a yellow card the one game you guys gave.
I feel like you play extra hard when we come.
That makes me think I can't kick a ball.
No, I'm just really physical.
See, she can't kick a ball.
But you can catch.
I can't shoot.
Yeah, you're playing softball now over there.
I can't shoot.
You can't shoot. Well, you know
I'm
what?
A forward, and I can't shoot.
You know what? One day, you know,
I get like 30 chances.
That's
okay.
What you should do is
so
take her out to teach her.
Bring a soccer ball. Bring a soccer ball next time. We'll go out and we'll play.
Okay.
I'll whoop you.
I had tryouts yesterday. I had soccer tryouts yesterday for a travel team for a premiere, and I was trying out, and the coach told me, because we were scrimmaging, and I went back to defense because we were just switching it up, and he told me I was a good defender. I was like, what the heck? No. No, I shoot the ball.
But you're not good at shooting the ball.
No, I'm not. But okay. I'm fast. I can get past their defense, but then when they put me as defense, I'm good because I can get past their forwards. I can just get past anybody.
That's okay. Where you take after your dad. Cause,
yep.
Yeah.
I was fast.
I'm just fast. I don't have any skills.
So it just make you run in a straight line, basically.
Okay, literally all my Calvin, that's one of the things we can do.
Okay. All right.
You could take her out. You can help her.
I need to work on myself.
Teacher.
Okay. I can't juggle.
Oh, juggle a ball. I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay, well, So let's head downtown. I think this has been really good, really fun, really real. So thank you, ladies. And for those of you listening, happy Father's Day. And yeah, that's it. We will see you around the way.
Later, dude.